This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
In February, on Valentine's Day, Lush Cosmetics launched a pride campaign celebrating the vibrant and powerful LGBTQIA plus community within their own business, a business which visibly shows support for its LGBTIQA plus staff during last year's postal survey and support for our communities as well.
This Friday, Minus 18 will hold the first Queer Formal of 2018 in Melbourne, with 500 young people celebrating who they are in a formal event where they can be who they are and proudly bring their friends and partners as they hold their hands and dance the night away.
Lush Cosmetics has partnered with Minus 18 to help make this year's first Queer Formal happen. Dean Arcuri spoke to Ariane, Lush's charitable communications specialist, about why this kind of visibility and inclusion was important for their business in creating a strong and accepting space for all.
The Pride Feb campaign was a campaign that we launched really just as an opportunity to celebrate the really strong, dynamic LGBT community that we have within our own staff. It was launched around the same time as Mardi Gras, which we're a yearly sponsor of, and also Auckland Pride in New Zealand. So it just ran throughout February as a way to, yeah, celebrate our staff and our customers, but also to support different charities in Australia and New Zealand focused on different LGBTQI issues. Most of our campaigns do start from our staff or our customers telling us what they're passionate about and what they think that we should be commenting on. But Lush has actually been campaigning on LGBTQI issues for probably the last 5 or 6 years. So in 2013, we ran the Sign of Love campaign. And then in 2015, we launched a global campaign, which was called Gay is Okay. And that was designed to raise awareness around how in 73 countries around the world, it was still illegal to be gay. So we launched that as a global campaign. And then we've always used that Valentine's Day as an opportunity to present a broader, more realistic image of what love looks like. So we've always used our staff in the windows, and we've always tried to represent real LGBTQI couples. So the Pride campaign kind of came after we'd been heavily involved in the marriage equality debate in Australia. Our Post Yes campaign became the longest running cause-related campaign that we've had in our stores to date. And after that, you know, horrific, turbulent time for the LGBT community, we thought it was just a really great opportunity to celebrate our LGBT community within our staff and our customers, and just, yeah, celebrate how important it is to be prideful and to love yourself.
Their Lush Pride campaign featured 11 Lush staff members across 43 shop windows in Australia and New Zealand, with these staff members sharing stories and experiences of sexuality and gender. I asked Ariane what this kind of visible inclusiveness meant to their business. While many see businesses supporting our communities in the past 6 months as a strong show of support, some can't help but feel it's tokenism. And while it's easy to look at a retail business and assume that they're going for our dollar, does this kind of visibility mean something more?
Campaigning was really ingrained in Lush right from the very beginning. The business was created by animal and environmental activists. There's been these core values just in our everyday business. So when we do campaign on an issue, or we do align ourselves with a value and a community, it's just something that we continue to do daily. So as I mentioned, we do have a really strong LGBTQI community within our own staff, and they ignite a lot of the campaigning and the donations and stuff that we do to support issues within that area. Us, it's just kind of a given. It's just us supporting our staff and our customers and just really hearing what their needs are and just representing them in the best possible way, I guess. I mean, business has so much power in creating social change, and I think if you use that power for good, it's so important.
This year, Lush are supporting Minus 18's Queer Youth Formal, a place where young queer people and their friends can be their true self. They can take a lovely date, arrive with their besties, and meet like-minded, wonderful queer folk. And on an even more fabulous note, all tickets to this year's Queer Formal were free, thanks to the amazing people that donated to the Minus 18 Queer Formal crowdfunding campaign.
We worked with Minus 18 through our Pride campaign, so they were one of the charities that we donated funding to from that campaign. And we've also worked with them on a smaller scale in the past, where some local stores have held charity pot events with them. But in this kind of capacity, through our charity pot program, we have funded Minus 18 in holding the Queer Formal. So our Charity Pot program is a grant initiative that we have that supports grassroots organisations that are working within the areas of animal welfare, human rights and environmental protection. So through this program, we really seek to fund projects that might often struggle to find funding elsewhere. And those that are focused on education, sustainability, and are really working to change the attitudes and practices that cause discrimination. So for us, the Queer Formal is just a really beautiful combination of all of those things. And we believe that it's such an important event to support and just totally support the work that Minus 18 is doing. And then we're also donating some product to the formal as well. So the attendees will be receiving some Lush product, and there's a little bit of an activation going on there with some of our own staff.
Over the past 2 years, both Minus 18 and the Queer Formals have come under attack from fringe groups and fringe politicians trying to create a platform for themselves at the expense of young LGBTIQA+ people. So it's great to not just see a business like this standing up and showing their support, but really getting behind the event and raising funds within their organisations, as well as awareness of the need to create a valid and open space for young people to be themselves, however they identify.
Everything we do, we try to do it holistically. So alongside the campaigns that we run in our stores, we're always donating money to charities that are also working on the same issue. We will continue to support events and members of the community where we can, because we don't believe in kind of picking up an issue and then dropping it. We're going to support change until we see it through. So, yeah, this is just another step in that.
Tomorrow night, 500 young people will be celebrating being exactly who they are in Melbourne at the Queer Formal. And thanks to the generous donation of Minus 18 alumni, past attendees and the community, they're able to hold a second free Queer Formal in Sydney this year, which means 1,000 free tickets are already sold, as well as having a third Queer Formal on the way in Adelaide later in the year. You can support young LGBTIQA+ Australians being themselves at any of these Queer Formals by heading to minus18.org.au.
On behalf of Lush Australia and New Zealand, a massive shout out to everyone attending the Queer Formal. Have a fantastic night, enjoy celebrating your identity and be proud of who you are.
That was Dean Arcuri with Ariane, Lush Cosmetics Charitable Communications Specialist.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.